Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson, especially verses 17 and 18. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. And in those words, Jesus shows us that he is absolutely unique. Absolutely unique, not only in all of the other things, but also in being the Good Shepherd. Let me illustrate this sharply for you. You wouldn't hire such a shepherd. Imagine the job interview. So, should I hire you? Well, yes. And what are your plans for the job? I intend to die. Wait, what? What? Don't you want to be a shepherd to take care of the sheep? Yeah, but plan to die. That's how I'm going to lead off. I'm going to die. And right there, the job interview would end, and you'd say, by the way, and let me call a doctor for you. You need counseling on the way out. The good shepherd, in worldly terms, will be brave, courageous, defend the sheep. He will do things. He will risk things. But he will not lead off by planning to die. Jesus is absolutely and completely unique. You get a good shepherd of that type in the normal figuring of this world, it's not going to work so well, is it? But this good shepherd, it works. Why is that? Well, we look a little bit deeper. I have authority to lay it down. I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. Oh. So this is not just his plan. This is a plan that comes from the triune God. A plan that was there. Actually, we find out from other parts of Scripture that was there before the creation of the world began. This is a plan from eternity, that God the Father would send his Son into the world and that Jesus would take that charge on himself to go into the world to die and to rise from the dead. This is the plan. This is why he is the good shepherd, the uniquely good shepherd, the only good shepherd that can be a good shepherd in the way that we need him to be the good shepherd. No one else can do this. And we look even deeper. And honestly, verse 17 is one of the most amazing verses in the Gospel of John, a gospel that has a lot of amazing verses in it. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. The Father loves me. And you set that to one side. And then you take from Good Friday, the middle word from the cross, you set that on the other side. That middle word from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Father loves me, why have you forsaken me? Try and put those together. And what you end up discovering is that in the heart of God, there is this conflict. That God the Father, in order to save the world, needed to send his Son to die. And in that dying, God the Father would have to turn his back on Jesus and forsake and abandon him for our sake. Because he carried our sin, because he represented all of the sin of the world and had that on him as he appeared before his Father there on the cross. And a holy God cannot abide sin. A holy God cannot permit sin, and must instead judge it, condemn it, and pour out judgment on it. And Jesus took that place. And yet in that place, he says here in John 10:17, "For this reason the Father loves me," and he will force those two things together, those two things that they cannot go together, but they must. And so our salvation comes out of that coming together. God the Father loves him because he lays down his life. God the Father loves him because he becomes that hateful thing, that sin of the whole world appearing before his Father. God the Father must turn away from him, must pour out judgment on him, and for that reason the Father loves him. Those outside of Christianity say, there are parts of Christianity we don't understand. Well, guess what? There are parts of Christianity we don't understand. And we simply stand there in amazement at what God has done. How that works out is an absolute marvel. But also, to stand there seeing what God has done for our salvation draws us into the heart of God and teaches us to be amazed forever, to bow in worship and love and adoration at God who would love us in this way and to this measure. And this is what Jesus has done for us. And then we look again deep in the heart of God. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. And as God the Father is turning his back on Jesus, as he is condemning him to death as worthy of death for the sins of the world, never has there been such a great love that the Father has for his Son. Echoing back into the Old Testament, it's through Isaiah that God says, "Look at my servant." Has there ever been such a one as this? Look at my servant and see what amazing obedience, what amazing character, what amazing love, what amazing faith, what amazing doing of the Father's will there is in him. Has there ever been such a one as this one? Has there ever been a son who was for his Father what this one is? The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This is the plan. And it begins in that way. And only when that provision is set in place, then does God begin to create the first dust of the world. Only when that provision is put in place does God then take the dust of the ground and breathe into its nostrils the breath of life, and the man becomes a living being, because God has made a provision for when that man and that woman and everyone after them went astray and went off into sin. This is the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd, well, in the idiom of our day, he goes there. The whole way, he goes there. He doesn't say, "Oh, this is too far. This is too much." He goes there. And the reason why is because We need him there. Because we don't just need a good shepherd that watches over us during our days and in this trouble or that trouble or this spiritual distress or that concern deep within the soul. We need a good shepherd who has been where we finally will end up going. You look around the world. And here in the news, around the world, people are dying for their faith. And Jesus went there. So that in the moment of death, they can have a good shepherd hold on to them, a good shepherd who has been there and can give life. A good shepherd who was able to lay down his life and take it up again, and so that gives him the ability, when our lives are laid down, to raise us up again. Around the world, and it's been in the news yesterday and today, this massive earthquake in Nepal. We've been asked to pray for the Christians over there because it was on Saturday, shortly before noon, and because of the particulars of the culture over there, Christians worship on Saturday. Sunday is a work day. And so Christians gathered in church as this thing hit. And we pray for them. And we've received notes from the two missionaries that we know of over in Africa that we're connected with, and they're okay. But they say, keep on praying because there's aftershocks and there's other things that happen after earthquakes in the high mountains. So we pray for them. And we need a shepherd who in times of tragedy has gone there and has the taking it up again of his own life so that he can give it again of our life. We need a shepherd who, when we are fearful of these things, has already been there, so that he can comfort us in our worries, in our illnesses, in our uncertainties, in the course of our bodies aging. A shepherd who's been to the place where he lays down his life and takes it up again. We need that kind of shepherd. And the young people who don't even want to think about it, they need a shepherd because someday they will have to think about it. They need a shepherd who's been there. This is who Jesus is. For us, he is the good shepherd who lays down his life and then takes it up again. He is the good shepherd who watches over us and holds us in his hands no matter what we face. He is the good shepherd who planned to do this from before the creation of the world. And for us to be in his hands is the only safe place. For this reason, the Father loves me. And even that phrase we can take and expand on it. We can say, for this reason the Father loves me, because he laid down his life and then took it up again. That's why the Father loves us. Because we are held within the work of Jesus, brought with him through death and into new life. And that's the shepherd we need. In Jesus' name, amen.